Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vince Colonnade with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now on Mornings on the Mall is Ron Myers. He's the supervisor of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He's the supervisor of the supervisors. And he's a member of the Northern Virginia Transportation Commissioner. Ron, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, Mary. How you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about Metro and funding for Metro. You've got a couple of different ideas here. We've got the governor, Terry McAuliffe, proposing higher taxes in Northern Virginia to support Metro. And you've got Barbara Comstock introducing a bill that would raise the federal contribution by 50% to Metro. Do you see either one of these things as a long-term solution to the problems of funding Metro?
So I actually think that Congresswoman Comstock's bill is excellent because, yes, it's a 50% increase in the federal contribution, but there's strings attached, and the strings attached are really good. So basically, in exchange for the funding increase, Metro has to do a total revamp of how it handles its labor, especially its pensions. If you look at the long-term cost curve for Metro, the biggest thing that's driving up its cost are the pensions. And this says you have to change the pension system. You have to have other labor reforms. You have to have a Metro Reform Board. So instead of having this 16-member body that basically is so parochial in nature, she's saying you have to go down to 5 people in order to make real decisions quickly to fix the system. And that's the only way you could get the extra funding. Terry McAuliffe's bill, on the other hand, that he wants to pass, there's no Metro reform demanded. It raises taxes by $65 million on Northern Virginians. And then, here's really what I think even what's the worst part about this bill, is it robs $85 million from the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority's funding for roads. So what he's saying is raise your taxes and take money away from road projects that we already have scheduled in Northern Virginia, including, by the way, the project that I've been working on for a long time to extend Shellhorn Road to be an alternative to the $6 Dulles Greenway. And so he wants to take money away from highway funding and raise your taxes and demand no reforms, whereas Comstock's bill, which has a legitimate shot at passing the House, has real reform with it in exchange for some additional funding.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. A, why wouldn't you make those changes that her bill requires in the first place, because they all seem to be sound and make a lot of sense? So it's, to me, you wouldn't need a bill in order to do it. Just do it. That's number one. And number two, it makes sense as far as the governor's idea. To me, the people who use the Metro are in Northern Virginia anyway, so why should someone in Idaho pay for it?
Terry McAuliffe isn't saying that we shouldn't do the congressional one. These aren't an either-or solution. We need a Virginia solution, and we need a federal government solution. You have to remember, there's basically 4 partners for Metro. There's the 3 localities in the federal government. 50% of the riders on Metro are federal workers. And so the federal government has been a partner. They need to be a bigger partner. And that's what Congresswoman Comstock's bill does. And honestly, on the reforms, they haven't been willing to reform hardly at all until this GM came around. Paul Wedefeld has put in more labor reforms than anybody before him. And it's because the labor unions. The labor unions have controlled Metro, and that's one of the reasons why it's been run into the ground. They put all their money into labor rather than into maintenance, and that's what's got us to our problems today. And so what Congresswoman Comstock's trying to do is say, you know what, we need to reform the labor system, bend down that long-term cost curve, and so localities like mine in Loudoun County don't have to pay up the wazoo for their contributions to Metro. Terry McAuliffe, on the other hand, is saying, you know what, the costs can continue to go up. We're just going to raise taxes accordingly. And by the way, poach money from our highway funding and our road projects.
Ron, you know, people are driving on those roadways. They see those big ticket prices on all of our various express lanes that popped up around the area. I know you were driving on I-66 yesterday, and you tweeted about it, that the price there was $6.50 for 9 miles of completely open, empty roadway, basically. When we see all that, you know, the rationale for the I-66 prices, which have gotten upwards of $40 for a morning commute, we're often told that the idea here is to try and compel people to actually take public transportation. That would suggest that the funding that's coming from these express lanes would go towards actually paying for some of that public transportation. Tell us where all that money goes.
So this is kind of what's ironic, because all the money for the I-66 tolls goes to the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission, of which I'm a member, to basically fund extra transit projects. So transit projects that basically are in excess of what we had already planned. And so instead of using the I-66 toll money for Metro, that's Terry McAuliffe said, we aren't going to do that. We're going to take it from road projects instead. The I-66 tolls are obviously way too high. I'm actually, we're in a large carpool looking to get on. I can tell you what the tolls are going to be in a second. But it shouldn't be $6.50 if the road is totally open, right? I mean, $7 is supposed to be one of the caps, one of the maximums for 9 miles, not what it was supposed to cost when the road was empty.
Right. It's about $10 right now.
Yeah, we were sold $10.75. We were sold a total bill of goods when they said that the maximum prices would be around $7 to $9. And so I bet you when I get on now, it's going to be basically empty. And so that's the issue, is that this algorithm needs to dramatically change. And it's really hurt people, especially the expanded hours. The expanded hours where people could take an HOV, where they didn't have to be HOV and they weren't paying a toll before.
How much revenue, Ron, are these express lanes bringing in, and why couldn't they be used to shore up the Metro funding?
So it's a little too early because, I mean, really the earlier projections were based on something much more modest than this. And so it should be actually pretty substantially more than what the original projections were. And so this could easily be a funding source for Metro. And it would actually fit with what we're doing with NBTC, because it's supposed to improve transportation along the I-66 corridor. The Orange and Silver Lines both are in that corridor.
You know, I want to, real quickly, while we have this minute left with you, you know, Terry McAuliffe's thinking about raising taxes in the state in order to support Metro. And I wonder what lawmakers in the state must think as they watch a state like New York now struggling with this tax reforms coming through, and you have people in the state of New York who are threatening to leave the state because they're losing state and local tax deductions. Is the answer right now to raise taxes in the state level?
Well, so what he's doing is he's raising taxes on hotels, he's raising taxes on real estate transactions, and he's raising the sales tax. And so obviously you deduct a little bit of your sales tax.
A good thing nobody uses any of that, yeah.
Yeah, but the issue is that's sort of where he's trying to get the money from. You know, our state and local taxes in Virginia are really high, and that's why I'm glad they actually put the SALT deduction back in for at least $10,000. I think we need that number to be 12 or 15. But at least I'm pretty sure now most of us will not get a tax hike in Northern Virginia. And so, yes, it is something we need to be cognizant of. Our local income taxes for Virginia, and then our local property taxes, like for Loudoun County. And that's why I was really proud that Loudoun County, for the first time in years, actually had a tax cut last year. And hopefully we could do the same again.
Yeah, well, hopefully this federal tax bill forces state and local governments to actually behave themselves and not increase those taxes too much. Thank you very much, Ron. Really appreciate you stopping by this morning.
All right, thank you. Talk to you guys soon.
Nice chatting with you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.